Good morning and welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson. Time now to go inside Ag Country with Katie Tangen. She is the Market Education Specialist. Hello, Katie. How's it going?
Good, Shauna. How are you?
Wonderful. Crop progress. We're actually seeing some progress out there, Katie. How are things?
We did. We saw a lot of progress over the last week through the bulk of the Corn Belt. Unfortunately, for North Dakota and at least northwestern Minnesota, we didn't see a lot. We saw a little bit here and there, depending on where you were and pockets and all that. Further north you go, of course, the slower it's been. But as a nation, we're 50% planted on corn. So crop half in the ground, that's well ahead of average. Iowa, Minnesota, both about 40 to 43% ahead of their normal pace. So we're way ahead. A little bit surprising for Minnesota just because we were so wet in some of those areas for almost 2 years now. But it looks like they were able to get through some of that moisture. We had some really, really nice temperatures in there, and they were able to get a lot of the crop in the ground. The areas that are delayed, North Dakota should be 19% complete for corn. We're sitting down at 4%. I don't know if that's a real big shock to anyone. But Kansas is a little bit behind. Missouri is a little bit behind. But on the whole, I don't think there's any real concern. When we look at the weather forecast, it does look like it's going to be a cool 10-day period. I don't know that we're going to get a frost in Iowa and Illinois, but there are areas of Minnesota that could see a frost. Now, just because that crop is planted doesn't mean it's out of the ground. So I think we're still going to be okay in terms of avoiding freeze damage, but we're not going to see a lot of drying in the areas that are wet. You know, obviously we're seeing some rain through a lot of the Dakotas today, and it's not going to warm up to help get rid of that moisture. So Dakota's probably going to remain slow. Everyone else, I don't think, is going to see a real quick pace for soybeans and corn over the next week, but we should continue to see some progress.
Okay. Been seeing a lot of corn going up in smoke around here.
Yeah. You know, it's a tough call on how you handle acres that may have had corn left in them from last year. So especially if they had a test weight problem, they've been sitting there over the winter. We don't know, you know, what those acres appraised at. It's wet to try to get to them. You aren't going to get field work done. So yeah, there have been some that maybe they combine over them really quick and now they're just going to burn the trash off. Probably not in the next few days, but it is going to happen. It's really individual decision on how you handle some of those acres are going to be. But, you know, as long as you haven't put fertilizer down, you know, one quick burn isn't going to hurt anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just lots of work yet to do before we get to some of the planting around here.
You know, and we've had that before, 2009, 2010, same thing sort of happened where we had guys that had to burn off fields. And it happened. We got to kind of try to play catch up, and it's hard once you get that far behind when you're trying to combine and then run a planter right behind it. It's just, you know, we need to find a way to speed it up, and that's one way you can handle that.
Mm-hmm. Wheat progress, Katie, how is that doing?
Wheat progress is behind because a lot of the same areas that have, you know, delay for corn and soybeans are not able to get wheat in either. We are seeing more wheat go in, obviously, because you usually try to put that in first. But, you know, I think the cooler temperatures aren't going to hurt that at all. And when you get to some of the further outskirts, like Montana, they're putting it in pretty quickly. And progress is moving along a little bit further north, you know, kind of inches at a time. But we'll get there. I don't think anyone's real concerned.
Eric will be right back with much more.